You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Wisconsin was the focal point of the political universe on Tuesday, and voters in the Badger State tabbed Democrat-backed Susan Crawford to a 10-year term on the state's Supreme Court. Crawford easily defeated Republican-backed Brad Schimmel in the officially nonpartisan race that saw tens of millions of dollars spent on each campaign. Voters also re-elected Jill Underly as state superintendent over Brittany Kinzer. Underly, who was backed by Democrats, was first elected to the DPI's top spot 4 years ago. Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to require photo identification in order to be able to vote in elections. The measure had nearly twice as many votes in favor as it did against across the state. The Republican-backed ballot measure will amend the state constitution to make the photo ID requirement permanent. The state legislature had originally passed the voter ID requirement back in 2011. Now, voter ID is protected from future lawsuits as part of the state constitution. La Crosse voters had plenty of decisions to make on their ballots on Tuesday. The city of La Crosse will have a new mayor, Shondell Washington Spivey, who defeated Common Council President Chris Kahlo. Washington Spivey will replace Mitch Reynolds, who decided not to seek a second term in office. In La Crosse Common Council elections, Olivia Stein, Gary Podesky, Mackenzie Mindel, Aaron Newberry, Jennifer Trost, Crystal Bedford, Lisa Weston, and Roseanne Northwood were winners last night. With a turnout of 61.66%, La Crosse County voters turned out for the spring election this year. In the state Supreme Court election, Susan Crawford, who won the statewide election, had over 12,000 more votes than Brad Schimmel in the county. Jill Underly had nearly 10,000 more votes than Brittany Kinzer for state superintendent. Locally, Joe Veenstra won the election for Circuit Court Branch 1 over Eric Sanford by about 1,600 votes. Veenstra will replace Ramona Gonzalez, who is retiring. Outside of the statewide, countywide, and City of La Crosse elections, there were also several school board elections. The La Crosse School Board will welcome in two new members, Molly Fuchs and Jeff Jackson. Incumbent Meredith Garcia was also re-elected. Ann Garrity, Onalaska's school board president, was re-elected, while newcomer Bridget Thomas will replace incumbent Sean Garrity. And in West Salem, Ben Garber's Trish Harmon and incumbent Chom Groskopf were elected to the school board, ousting two other incumbents. In addition to the statewide referendum on voter ID that passed, there were 89 school district referendums on ballots in the state as well. Locally, Bangor, Cochrane, Fountain City, Independence, Viroqua, and Whitehall all passed referendums, while Arcadia, Holman, Melrose, Mindoro, and Prairie du Chien's ballot measures all failed. Just to the east, New Lisbon, which said it might have to dissolve as a district without an approved referendum, had its operational referendum passed by just 24 votes. State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. Coverage for home-to-health and telehealth programs under Medicare, used by several Wisconsin hospitals, will expire at the end of the month unless Congress extends the benefits. Six Wisconsin hospitals rely on home-to-health for patient care, while 16 hospitals utilize the telehealth and other programs that are also set to expire, mostly affecting providers in the state's rural areas. The Wisconsin Hospital Association estimates the federal funding lost if the programs expire to be around $200 million.
We'll have another day of wet weather, but the Cooley region will dry out after today's precipitation moves through. Snow showers give way to rain and potentially strong thunderstorms today as highs climb into the 60s. There is a slight chance for severe storms with better chances to ourselves. Then we'll cool off back into the 50s for the rest of the week with breezy and cloudy conditions through the weekend. Sunshine returns early next week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers shut out the Royals.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a 5-0 win over Kansas City. Right-hander Chad Patrick getting his first start with 300 friends and relatives in the stands from his hometown of Hebron, Indiana, as he battled a flu bug.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my starts, I'm really anxious. You know, I gag a lot. I was just trying to get better and get healthy.
Solo home run shots from Christian Yelich and catcher Eric Haas, who drilled one deep into left field.
Change up down. Really wasn't looking for it. I was surprised. We both had a good laugh about it after, and I hit a one-hopper right off him. So, yeah, just trying to get a good pitch and not try to do too much.
NBA, Bucks with a 133-123 win over the Suns, and former Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer at the NFL meetings. Mark Murphy on the Packers' proposal to ban the Philadelphia tush-push.
You know, we spoke on behalf of it. So it was tabled. If it's not banned, you're going to see more and more teams do it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots of rock stars experience hearing loss, but things look even more bleak for former frontman of The Who, Roger Daltrey. According to the New York Post, Daltrey recently said he is going deaf and blind. Daltrey, who turned 81 last month, downplayed his condition while on stage during a recent concert and chalked it up to the joys of getting old. The lead singer joked to the crowd that at least he still has his voice, or he would be full Tommy, referencing the pinball wizard and title character from the band's rock opera who couldn't hear, speak, or see. Fans of the animated show Rick and Morty have had to wait a year and a half, but the show is coming back. Adult Swim released the trailer for the new season of the show, which was created in part by Wisconsinite and former Milwaukee comedy sports player Dan Harmon. The show has already been renewed through season 12. Season 8 drops May 25th on Adult Swim. Beyoncé has always been ambitious, putting out album after album, switching genres, and putting out country music material, and apparently she even dreams about winning an Oscar. The Grammy-winning actress told her Austin Powers co-star Michael Caine that an Academy Award was her goal. Caine shared the info about the then 19-year-old Beyoncé in his new memoir, saying he thought she was incredibly talented. He was right. Since then, she's become one of the most decorated music artists of all time. Caine's new book is called Don't Look Back, You'll Trip Over, My Guide to Life. In Girls, Aaron Rodgers' awkwardly dated news, actress Shailene Woodley is joining the cast of Paradise. The well-received show has announced that Woodley will appear in season 2 as a recurring character in the Fox political thriller. The show was consistently ranked number 1 on Hulu and Disney Plus throughout its first season. Season 2 is currently filming. I've reached out to the former Mr. Shailene Woodley Rodgers for comment, but nothing yet. There's a new Fab Four, and they will be playing the Fab Four. Director Sam Mendes announced the four actors who will play the Beatles in his new project at CinemaCon Monday at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. The project is titled The Beatles, and the actors portraying the Beatles are all from the UK and include Paul Mescal as Paul McCartney, Harris Dickinson will play John Lennon, Barry Keoghan as Ringo Starr, and Joseph Quinn will play George Harrison. Screen Daily reports that all four cast members are previous recipients of the UK's prestigious Stars of Tomorrow Awards over the last few years. Mendes, the Skyfall in 1917 director, says principal photography on the four-part biopic will start next year and is hoping a release in theaters will get people out of the house and binge-watching content on the big screen. Sounds good, but at the very least, the soundtrack should be great. The Beatles is currently looking at a 2028 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breezy with scattered showers likely today. We may even catch a clap of thunder at some point, but we will gradually clear out. I think we'll see a little sunshine by late afternoon. Our high today around 60, tonight down to 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.